USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden is pledging there will be no timetable when it comes to helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia. Biden said so during today's surprise visit to Kyiv. He said Ukraine's struggle of the past year
remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
Republicans were quick to pounce on that. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the president's concern for Ukraine seems to come at the expense of a top domestic issue.
Very concerned about those borders halfway around the world. He's not done anything to secure our own border here at home. We've had millions and millions of people pour in.
DeSantis also says he'll make a decision about running for president once Florida's legislature wraps up its session in May. As long as it takes is also the phrase that Secretary of State Antony Blinken used when it comes to helping the earthquake victims in Turkey. The U.S. has already dedicated about $185 million to humanitarian aid for Turkey and Syria. Brace yourself for another big winter storm set to blast the northern tier this week. Meteorologist William Churchill at the National Weather Service says the first bit of that system arrives tomorrow and will head
straight across the northern tier of the U.S. with this first system midweek, and then a little bit later into the week, Wednesday, Thursday. That's when the main system will be kicking out of the Rockies into the Great Lakes region.
The main system could dump as much as 8 inches of snow on parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. We've set a new record at airports, one that police would rather not see. The TSA says its officers intercepted more than 6,500 guns at airport checkpoints last year. That's about 18 per day. The TSA administrator says the number reflects the state of our society, where more of us are armed. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
In case you missed it, the searches for wreckage from those three floating objects shot down over Alaska, Canada's Yukon, and Lake Huron are over. Also, the Secretary of State is confirming just how U.S. forces first detected those objects.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told NBC that the Chinese surveillance balloon incident earlier this month led to changes in detection parameters.
We recalibrated the radars, and as a result, we saw more things that we weren't seeing in the past, and among those things were these three objects that were shot down.
Blinken took a message to his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference over the weekend.
I told him quite simply that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
China is also responding to Blinken's concern it may be thinking about selling arms to Russia. China's foreign ministry says it's on the side of peace and dialogue when it comes to Ukraine. The spokesman adds it's the U.S. that's pouring weapons into the conflict. Are you thinking about quitting your job? New survey shows you are not alone. A report from McKinsey and Company says about 40% of us are thinking about quitting our jobs in the next few months. The research also says about 4 million people across the USA have left their jobs so far this year. One of the study authors says it reflects a fundamental shift in worker mentality, a willingness to put other things in our lives ahead of the job. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.